dude. I've been thinking about this all weekend. I'm so excited that we have your chance to win up to $1,000 every day, and it starts today. And it's 98.5 The Bull. I want you to remember that. Go ahead and press the preset button down, and you hold the number one down or whatever number you choose, and it'll go deep, and then you kind of got us locked in. And then from now on, you don't have to remember. You just go hit your favorite preset. 98.5 The Bull will be there. You can win up to $1,000. The other thing I was going to say is that other radio stations, they give away money. But if you listen to a station that's owned by one of the juggernauts, the conglomerates, what you don't know is when they say you can win $1,000, technically that is true. But also you're competing against everybody in the world who listens. They could be in Florida, they could be in California, Oregon, doesn't matter. This is a local contest by a locally owned company. You can win $1,000.
What a rat.
Well, I just, like, can we do this this exercise we did, I think, last week where it's like somebody in New York will win the $1,000, but here in Tulsa they need to play the winner back, you know, to make you believe that and to show you that somebody did win $1,000, but you can always detect that it's not a local contest. So I'll be the DJ, and you'll be Vito.
I'm the winner, yes.
What name do you want to go by?
I'll go by Vito. That'll be fun.
Oh, my God. Here we are in Tulsa, and Vito, congratulations. You won $1,000.
Oh, I could use that money for the subway in Muskogee.
Right. It's like they try to play it off like it is a local person, but it's hard because, you know, obviously the guy who won in downtown New York isn't going to sound like they're from Tulsa.
I'm from Bixby, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Hey, look, there's that old plane I was telling you about. It's coming to some air show, and you said you'd like to get in the it's on News on 6 right now.
Yeah.
You can get on that the plane from World War II, and you said you would do it.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna back to the $1,000.
Oh, I got distracted by News on 6, but go ahead.
Yeah. So at 7:05, that's where we're going to kind of like get that whole thing rolling. 7:05 this morning for your chance for up to $1,000. Local contest, folks right here in Tulsa and surrounding areas are going to be winning money. Like actually, like that live here.
Tyke's a little nervous because it will be our first time conducting a contest. So
yeah.
It could all go haywire. You might accidentally win $1,000,000. What if we accidentally gave away $10,000 instead of $1,000?
We would have some meetings after that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's what we got. Big show today. Your chance at up to $1,000 with Beat the Bull only on 98.5 The Bull. What would you do with $1,000, Dan? I'm thinking like, you know, every time I turn around, it's like, okay, my power bill went up for some reason. Then I found out my AC wasn't working right. You know, I thought I was on track. And then, you know, everything gets so expensive.
You had a rough year, buddy. Like, yeah. Everywhere you turn, bad luck. So, for me, I would just enjoy $1,000. But
yeah,
you need $1,000.
No,
yeah, you've had a hard year. You had water all in your...
The contestant today, he's going to go by Tej. And, I had like a leak in my duct system somehow.
Yeah, like in his air conditioning unit.
The little things that bring the air to your house was filled with water. And that's like, they're like $4,000, $5,000 to fix all that. So I could use it. What could you do with $1,000? And you'll get to find out maybe for real. Coming up 7:05 this morning on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Look, Holmes, about 62 as we get rolling. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Time for Did You See, brought to you by Daniel's dentist, Dr. Hugh McDougall at Hugh McDougall Dentistry. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Tig. Did you see that some of the refugees from Afghanistan have arrived, and that is in the news, and even some of the local Girl Scouts have made welcome packs for arriving refugees. Isn't there a Catholic church that's doing some work if you'd like to help?
It's called Catholic Charities in general. And, these folks probably don't have a lot except for their suitcase they brought over. And so they're looking for anything, nightstands, lamps, just whatever it would take to get somebody started.
Also, they're probably just looking for somebody to hang out with and show them the ropes. When I was in college, I had a roommate from Turkey. And the guy just needed help, like, finding his way around and learning the language and things like that. And I talked to him recently. He was like, oh, when we were in college, it was the best year of my life. And I felt really bad.
Because he had a great time with you. I remember him coming. Yeah.
Not so great for me, but he loved it.
anyway. You were very sweet to him to take time out for
Also,
him.
Did you see that? Here's the headline. People in Midtown say bike lanes on 11th Street are causing driving hazards. 11th Street. Where is that? I'm trying to picture which street that is.
It's right near where I live.
They say people having to slam on their brakes and things like that. They say that bike lane there is not safe. They're that close to where you live, the four lane there, very narrow. I noticed in Tulsa there are some streets that are very narrow.
Yeah, like South Lewis. I mean, you got a lane and then immediately a curve. And you either stay right in the middle or you're going to – I mean, I've hit that curve. I mean, pop my rim. Not off yet, but, I mean, it's not easy at all. And then if you got bikers and all that, yeah, that's a little difficult, I would say.
Yeah, they say employees at Nirvana Cannabis Dispensary say the problem started when crews began blocking the roads to paint the lanes and traffic. It only got you know it's bad when the people at the dispensary are nervous.
Wait, the potheads are complaining about bicyclers?
Hey, that's medicine, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
They're nervous.
I thought they would be on the same team. hey, big week. How much college football did you watch this
week? Oh,
weekend?
Gosh, zero. Nothing.
Well, just to fill you in, Dino, a lot of big teams lost this weekend. Yeah, you know, like top 10 teams. And when that happens, it makes room for the rest of us. Oklahoma State's now number 12 in the nation. Like, they're in the hunt, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma sits at number 6 still. They haven't had, like, what, like, would be a convincing win so that the voters would go, oh, man. But they're hanging in there and still undefeated. Tulsa, however, did not have a good night over the weekend. They're out of the hunt.
Wait, people just vote on this? I thought there was some type of science or something that goes into the top 10 teams. This is just voting?
There's like a combination of like a computer thinks about it, then some people think about it, and I think it's all like meshed together somehow, and then they come up with this list of the best teams. Any guess about what team is the number one team in the nation? It continues to be.
I guess Alabama.
Alabama. Anyway, congrats to Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Looking still pretty good. 626 with Tyga and Daniel. I want to remind you guys, you got a chance to win $1,000, up to $1,000 every day with a game we call Beat the Bull. Basically, if the bull beats you, you don't get any money. But if you beat the bull, you win up to $1,000. What I like about this game, Daniel, is that sort of how much money you win is in your hands. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I like about it and what I dislike about it, because you'll be kicking yourself.
Right.
If you don't win anything, and I don't like that. I like to make people feel good. You know what I'm saying, Ty?
Well, we had Alan Crone do a fake contest with us on Friday to just kind of get used to it and to teach you guys how to play it. And the bull beat him, didn't it?
Didn't he lose like $700?
He would have had like $700 had he just said stop. So we'll get to that. 7:05 this morning, 98.5 The Bull. It's the only station giving away money to local folks that live right here. 98.5 The Bull, today's hot country.
98.5 Bullseye Traffic from the Mullen Plumbing Traffic Center.
And we got tickets right now, Dana, for...
Oh, we got some tickets to Pumpkin Town. You have a family you'd like to take to Pumpkin Town?
Yeah, I got a little two-year-old.
Oh my God. Y'all gonna take, the pictures y'all are going to take and put on Facebook are going to be amazing. So I'm glad you got in. And Daniel, let's play the game.
All right, Matthew, today we're going to play just a general knowledge trivia game. It's called Trivia Potpourri. I will give you a hint. All the answers to these trivia questions begin with the letter S.
Letter S, okay.
Okay. Up first, Matthew, what seven-letter generic term can refer to either a brother or a sister?
Sibling.
Sibling is a correct. Matthew, on TV, what surname is shared by Abe, Homer, Marge, Maggie, Bart, and Lisa?
Simpsons.
A correct. Matthew, what is the name of the younger title character in Disney's The Lion King?
Simba.
Simba is correct. A little tough here. What figure of speech compares dissimilar things by using like or as, such as in eyes like pools of water?
Similar.
simile.
Simile.
I'll give you that. Close enough. And finally, Matthew, what family of crooners was headed by Old Blue Eyes and also featured Frank Jr. and Nancy?
I honestly have no idea on that one.
Old Blue Eyes, Frank. Frank
Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. There you go, Matthew. You win.
He did pretty good. Pretty strong showing there, I'd say. So now he's going to get to take this. You got a 2-year-old daughter. Is that right?
2-year-old son.
Oh, 2-year-old son. That's perfect, too, man. Just get ready to take unlimited photos because your wife is going to make you do that.
Well, she said that we were going to take fall photos this year because we didn't take them last year because we forgot.
So. Well, you forgot.
That happens, man. We forget, too, all the time. Professional photos.
It was the first Halloween, and he was all ready for it. So, and we were having so much fun, and we forgot to take photos.
Well, y'all are going to have a blast at Pumpkin Town, and a great place to take photos. And thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow at about the same time, 6:40-ish, with more tickets to go to Pumpkin Town. Right here on 98.5 The Bull, today's hot country. We're not done, though. We got that $1,000 chance, Daniel. Up to $1,000 with Beat The Bull today. A local contest. People who listen to 98.5 The Bull only can win up to $1,000.
You're going to find this game is going to be filled with drama and intrigue. I'm really excited.
And you kind of control how much money you take home with you, in a sense. You know, it's like, to me, like playing blackjack. Like, you can take a hit or not. Like, that's your decision. You know what I'm saying? It's not blackjack, but it's similar in that you have some control. If you want to stop with the money you have or try for all the way up to $1,000. So 7:05, Daniel, we kind of get into that, right?
Let's do it.
98.5 The Bull, today's hot country with Tig and Daniel.
98.5 Bullseye Traffic from the Mullen Plumbing Traffic Center.
Well, Thomas Rhett, 7:24. You got Tig and Daniel. This is 98.5 The Bull.
So Tig and I have had this in our mind that we're going to take his 6-year-old camping.
Yes, that's true.
So yesterday I spent my day, I was going and I was scouting out places to camp around Keystone.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Keystone State Park. I went to Manford. Am I saying that right? And I text you yesterday and I say, hey, I'm going to go, you know, scout camping spots. If you and Mac want to go, I don't hear from you for like 8 hours. You don't reply to my text. And I know you're asleep. You were taking a nap or something. But when you woke up, did it ever occur to you to text me back?
Do you ever get a text and you go, I'm going to respond to that. And then you forget. It's like getting an email that you need to respond to, but yeah, then you forget.
You know, here's the weird thing about you. Every time I text, you forget.
Did you find any good places to camp?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how you don't text me back after 8 hours.
Well, I just explained it to you.
Are we friends?
It's one of those things where you look and go, oh, that's my buddy. I'll get to that in a second. And then a second becomes 8 hours.
But
and, you know, I
bet
text
your
back.
Screen time is about 6 hours a day on that phone, and you don't text me back.
But you're right. It is frustrating because there's times where, like, I have people that I like, and I'll text them, and I'll hear nothing back. Or if I do, I have to send, like, you hate this. You hate the question mark text.
I don't like that at all.
Like a follow-up, just a question mark?
I did scout out some places. Keystone State Park, that'd probably be a good place for camping. I don't think that there's any primitive camping around here.
What do you mean?
Well, primitive means you're not at a campground.
You mean you're just going out?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to camp away from everybody. But I did see that there's a place called Meadow Lake Ranch, and it's a bed and breakfast kind of in Sand Springs. Paul McCartney stayed there from the Beatles.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He did?
So maybe I'll just do that instead of camp out with you and your little son.
Did he sleep on the ground or did he have like a mansion out there or something?
Okay, Tig. It's called a bed and breakfast and you asked me if he slept on the ground.
Sorry.
It's literally in the name bed.
Okay, so he didn't sleep in the dirt like a hippie.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway, I don't know why I got this idea that I want to camp out like in the middle of nowhere with nothing around. I think for Mac's first camping experience, it should be at like a state park.
Maybe it should be because, I mean, it's kind of regimented and they're set up specifically for that. And But here's the other challenge is that, you know, I'm looking at the top 25 in college football here, and Oklahoma's number 6, and Oklahoma State is number 12. Like, if they sucked, I wouldn't have to stay at home, if that makes any sense. But now, like, they're in the, you know, everybody's in the fight now, and I don't know if I want to burn a Saturday.
Yeah, doing something nice with your son. Yeah,
I know.
You're a good dad.
That's terrible. Nice. I'm not saying I'm not good.
Listen to it on the radio.
Huh?
Listen to it on the radio. There's only a small window. It's going to be too cold before too long.
But, like, Oklahoma's in the hunt. Oklahoma State's right up there at number 12. Our alma mater, Auburn, not as great, but still top 25. And I'm thinking, well, if I go camping, why don't you just take them?
I will. I will take them. These precious memories. He's going to be like,
yeah, you have those memories. No, I love my son.
You know what we could do, Tig, is do it during the week. Could you imagine trying to come in here and do the show after camping?
We camp, and then we still have to get up here at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that would be bad.
And, brutality. But you know what? I'd do it. And you know what we would still do is try to give you a chance to win up to $1,000.
Yeah, so when I was scouting around here, Tig, this Meadow Lake Ranch where Sir Paul McCartney stayed is also a dude ranch.
What does that mean?
That's where you go, you know, a bunch of cowboys, they do something. It says learn to shoot a 6-gun, lever action rifle, throw a tomahawk, shoot a bow and arrow, rope a straw calf. You know, dude ranch.
Wow.
Manly stuff.
That sounds like fun.
We should do that.
Absolutely.
I would love to do that, but I would probably blow off a testicle if I tried to shoot a 6-gun. And I don't want that.
Still have one.
Right.
So, okay. All right, we'll work on that. But what we really need to get on to, Daniel, is that we're giving away up to $1,000 every single day. And, you know, a lot of other radio stations, they give away money, and that's all right. You know, whatever. But what you don't realize is you're competing. Like, the radio stations here in town, they're part of juggernaut corporations. And so they go, oh, here's your chance to win $1,000. What you're not realizing is that you're competing against people who are listening in Houston. You're competing against people that are listening in Anchorage, New York, Atlanta, whatever.
It's a national contest.
It's a national contest.
This is a local contest.
Yeah, Griffin is a local company right here in Oklahoma. And when we give away our money, people in Tulsa are going to win this money, you know, in the surrounding areas in Tulsa that can hear this broadcast signal, period. And we're going to play a game called Beat the Bull, which I'm nervous about because I got a lot of things I got to make sure go right on my end. And so hopefully I don't screw it up. But we're only, 10 minutes away from taking your calls to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bull right here on 98.5 The Bull, today's hot country. Just hang 10 minutes and you have your shot.
98.5 Bullseye Traffic from the Mullen Plumbing Traffic Center.
You think about it, Daniel. You could be as rich as Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean. You can win up to $1,000. If they're smart with the money, I bet they've got at least that in the bank, right? It's 98.5 The Bull. Today's hot country. We're just moments away from our inaugural Beat the Bull contest, your chance at up to $1,000. This is a local contest, a lot of radio stations you listen to. It's a national contest, but folks that are listening to 98.5 The Bull will win money. What would you do with $1,000, Daniel?
I was just thinking about that. You know what I would do? I'd go on a vacation.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I haven't taken one this year, have I?
No, you've been working pretty hard this year. But like, the other thing is, though, Daniel's single. Would you ever consider, like, going on a date with this money? Did you go on a date this weekend?
I don't answer questions.
Huh?
I don't answer questions.
Were you in the company of a female this
I don't answer questions. We do this on and on. Oh, what kind of date would cost $1,000, by the way? Is that how much it costs to go on a date these days?
You spend $50 and you save your $950.
No, I would go on vacation.
With a lady.
Maybe go home. Maybe go home for the holidays.
No.
With $1,000? What would you do with $1,000?
Oh, gosh. Right now I have a refrigerator issue, and I'm thinking about that constantly.
What's the matter with your refrigerator?
It leaks water everywhere, and I don't know what to do.
You got some luck lately, man. This is not your year.
It's flooding my house. So mine would be especially boring. Daniel says he would take a lady on vacation.
No, I just said I would go on vacation myself.
So
how much does a refrigerator cost, by the way? Have you been pricing these?
They go, okay, so like you go to these Home Depots and stuff, and now they put on, there's like computer screens on these things where it tells you the weather that morning and like the dew point and stuff, and it hooks to your Wi-Fi, and of course my wife wants that one, and I go,
what does she need that for?
I know, I already go, you got a cell phone, right? We don't need a computer on our freezer.
Is that the one that will show you?
Of course, those are like $3,000.
Show you the camera on the inside of the refrigerator.
Something like that.
Open the door.
It's supposed to tell you if you run out of milk. Like, you know, and I could, okay, so like, that's like a great tool. Meanwhile, I could just open the door and find out if I need milk.
Why does she want that? That seems weird.
I mean, you talk to a lady.
We got
to
get her on the phone.
but anyway, what would you do with $1,000? Now is your chance to actually maybe have that problem. I just won $1,000. What am I going to do with it? Because you can win up to $1,000 with Beat the Gator and, Beat the Bull, and we're going to play it right now. The old radio station.
We were on that station 20 years ago, and you call it Beat the Gator.
Now it's Beat the Bull. 918-879-9898. See, I told my boss, I sat him down. His name's Steve, and I said, Steve, I'm going to screw this up because it's kind of complicated on my end. And he goes, we'll try not to. And then I just screwed it up. So Beat the Bull, 918-879-9898. We're taking caller 9 to win up to $1,000.
If I were you, I would try very hard to get in on this because Tig might mess this up and accidentally give it away $10,000.
I don't know how that would be possible, but if it's possible.
If there's a way to do it.
If there's a way for me to mess something up, it will almost always happen. So let's go. Caller 9, 918-879-9898. I'm nervous. I'm actually scared. I'll try to do this right. That was an old daddy's dream. Ba, ba, ba. Okay. Eric Church. 98.5 The Bull. I'm a little nervous, Daniel. I got to be honest because they're doing this big contest, and it's all for people in Tulsa. A lot of the other radio stations, they give away money, right? But at 98.5 The Bull, it's locally owned. We give away money to people who listen to the show. And the other station's a bunch of hacks is what I'm saying.
Well, that's a bold statement.
Because you don't know. Like, they say you're going to win $1,000, and it's true you could. However, you're competing against everybody in the whole nation who's listening to that group of radio stations. But now it's time to play Beat the Bull. Your chance to win up to $1,000. Oh, my God, I'm nervous. So, you're going to hear some dollar amounts. You explain it, Dan. You were better at this than me.
Well, let's go ahead and get the contestant on, then I'll explain it.
Okay. All right. Hey, good morning. Andrea, are you with us?
Yes.
Andrea, what city did you say you're calling from?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. All right. So already I've screwed up something, so I'll just turn all the noise down. And what city? Can you hear us clearly now?
Oh. I think what's happening is the radio station is feeding down the...
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what I've done wrong. Oh, my God. We might have to try to figure this out. Let's see. Well, keep talking, Daniel. I'll try to figure it out.
Is that better now?
Yes.
All right. It's our first day. You'll have to forgive us.
No worries.
Where are you calling from again?
Jinx.
Jinx, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a mom.
That's the hardest gig, man. You spend any time, like 8 hours with a child is ridiculous, and to do it every day. See, the thing is, Daniel, like you don't get weekends off either. Saturday, Sunday. And can you hear me clearly right now? Because we are practicing along with you.
I can, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank goodness.
I can.
All right, here's how we're going to play this. Andrea, right?
Yes.
You're going to hear some dollar amounts, and they will increase, and more money, and more money, and more money, and more money. And when you feel comfortable, like you've had enough money, you'll yell stop. But here's the important thing. You have to yell stop before you hear the bull bellow. Is that is that a sound of a bull?
That's what they say. It's not a roar.
Moves?
It's a bellow.
Right.
That's right.
So do you kind of understand?
Yep, I'm ready.
Do you have a particular strategy that you're going for today with Beat the Bull?
Not really. Just hoping for the best.
How much money would be good for you if you said, you know, when I hear this dollar amount, I'll just stop? What does that look like for you?
I don't know.
Okay. Somebody roll the dice here.
We must warn you that the bull could bellow at any moment from anywhere from $50 to $1,000. So I'm nervous for you. Are you ready to go here?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to start it. You'll hear the money amounts in 3, 2, 1.
50. 100. 150. 200. 250. 300.
She's pushing it. Oh my no, no.
Oh, 300.
Where the bull stopped.
Dang. Oh man.
Well, way to make us feel bad, Andrew. Now I feel terrible.
Our first day. Right off the bat.
But don't worry, we do have a what do you call it if there's a prize? Consolidation? What's it called?
Consolation.
Consolation, yeah.
Yeah.
You can choose between a Tig and Daniel canned ham or a Tig and Daniel waterproof Bluetooth speaker.
Yes. Which would you like, a canned ham or the speaker?
I'm going to go with the speaker. No.
Nobody wants these canned hams. We've been trying to give these away forever.
The good news about the speaker, Andrea, is that you didn't win $300, but the unconfirmed estimated value of our Bluetooth speaker is $7,000. Unconfirmed. So,
wow.
Congratulations right. on that. Don't throw that Thank in the garbage you. Right away. Keep it for a month.
I feel like she's
away.
Mad at us.
I would be.
This was the first day. I thought it was going to get a little higher.
I know.
Well, 300. That's pretty good. That'd be a great Monday.
Yeah, true story.
Well, I'm sorry. And now she's mad. You know how, Tig, you can just sometimes tell when your wife's mad at you?
Girls are so good at that. Like, they say, there's a look they can give you, too. I can't see Andrea's eyes, but I bet I would get that look. Andrea, I'm so sorry that it didn't work out to $300, but you got the speaker, and you can still listen to Tig and Daniel every day.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I'll be flipping stations now. Andrea, thank you so much, okay?
Thanks.
Better luck next time. And that's how you play Beat the Bull. And we're back again. Hey, you got family members, Andrea?
Yes.
Well, you know what we can do? We can remind them that we're playing this every single day, and we set it up again tomorrow at 7:05. And maybe somebody you know and love will win some money. Okay?
Maybe.
All right. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Dana. We're back 7:05 again to explain all the chances you can win Beat the Bull in the morning and every single day after that.
98.5 Bullseye Traffic from the Mullen Plumbing Traffic Center.
Walker Hayes there. It's 8:07. You see, I guess he's doing the Applebee's commercials and stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
And we found out this Walker Hayes grew up in my hometown, the same place. We were born in the same hospital days apart, Daniel. Me and Walker Hayes. How is it that he looks like he does and I look like I do?
I don't know. You look disfigured next to
I know.
Walker Hayes.
I thought, you know, well, maybe like the hospital would have something to do with if we're born in the same hospital around the same time, we'd both be tall drinks of water, and apparently not the case. So I don't like it.
Such a nice guy, though. Didn't you say that he got started off in music, had like a hit?
Yes, years ago, like the early 2000s or something.
And then Walker things Hayes. Didn't work out. He had to go to work at Costco?
Yeah, like he has so many kids. I don't even know how many. And so he has to, like, you know, earn money. And so he goes and works at Costco for a little while, gets his career back on track in music, and now he's got this hit with Applebee's probably paying him some
money. Yeah, his last song that kind of made it big was You Broke Up With Me, if you remember that.
Yep.
And that was not about a lady. That was about the music industry because he had this hit, everything disappeared, and he wrote it for the music industry, You Broke Up With Me.
He told a story that when he had that hit back in the, I don't know, mid-2000s, somewhere in there, that when his first child was born, like, everybody was kissing his butt, you know, sending gifts for the kid and, you know, little onesies or whatever that is. And that later on, after his subsequent children, nobody paid the slightest attention to him because he wasn't as valuable to them anymore. That's kind of hurtful, right?
Yeah, but yeah, that's life, though.
That's life. If you forget the rule, you know what the rule is.
What's the rule?
Did you forget the rule? Did you forget it?
I guess. What's the rule?
It's all about the money.
Oh, I see.
You forgot the rule. By the way, did you check our Facebook messages? We got some nice messages on the Facebook. Tige and Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel. If you want to check those real quick. I saw some messages come in here recently about our show.
What did you ask for?
I didn't ask for anything. I just said, you know, like us on Facebook, Tige and Daniel, T-I-G-E.
I see. Yeah, because I walked in, I caught the tail end of it. You were telling people to write in, try to get me riled up.
What did the messages say?
Elizabeth says, man, this is one of the worst morning shows. I see. Why do you want to torment me and get me out like it's Monday? It's like
you get one bad message and it ruins your whole day. And because I'm your best friend, I like to see you. There's something about guys. Like, guys, when we go on bachelor parties, what do we try to do? We try to kill our friends with alcohol. There's something about being close to somebody and you like to see them suffer a little bit. And since you can't stand negative messages on Facebook, I enjoy seeing those kinds of messages come in.
Yeah, well, a couple of people wrote in, but not a ton. I'm glad that you told me, because if I had saw that when I got home later on today, I would have been really upset, and it would ruin my whole week.
Yes. But we are Tige and Daniel on Facebook. We'd love to have you. Also, Instagram. You can see how gorgeous we are, asterisk. Like I said, I'm no Walker Hayes. Like, Daniel, I think you summed it up pretty good for our looks. What'd you say?
I said we were almost handsome.
Almost.
Almost.
Like, we are super hot for not handsome people. Like, we're tens out of the not handsome crowd. But we didn't get to graduate into the, I think that's a good looking dude. So you can check it out yourself on Instagram, Facebook, Tige and Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel, Tige and Daniel. Good morning, guys. It's 98.5 Double.
98.5 Bullseye Traffic from the Mullen Plumbing Traffic Center.